What does it mean to be normal? Baldwin-Whitehall High School students explored that question this weekend in a musical written by a local playwright, inspired by the experiences of his children who have disabilities. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider brings us this story.
You don't see it first.
He'll grow out of it, you tell yourself.
He'll be fine.
Kids change.
They develop differently.
At different rates.
There's no such thing as normal.
The parents of the three main characters, teenagers with disabilities, spend most of the musical pursuing ways to help make their kids' lives easier. In one song, they list all of the treatments and therapies they've tried. And they defend their children to the audience, pointing out their unique traits. Eddie's mom, for example.
He's special and funny. My goodness, what a sense of humor my Eddie has.
Eddie has autism and is nonverbal. On stage, he clings to his mother, smiles, and twirls a towel at his side.
He could only
connect,
focus, talk.
If he could only,
if she could only,
if we could only bridge the distance.
The parents put their kids in a clinical trial for a fictional drug called Normalcy, which is also the title of the musical. The drug promises to, quote, attack neurological disorders at the molecular level, unquote. While no such drug exists off the stage, the themes of the musical were based on playwright J.R. Hall's own experiences. The character Eddie is inspired by Hall's 14-year-old son, who is on the autism spectrum and is nonverbal.
You know, it's a struggle. Because, you know, if they conform, it might make life easier, you know, but what are you denying your child by making them conform?
Hall says his wife tells people her son has autism rather than saying he's autistic.
It's one of the things she had to sort of keep her going, that maybe that there'd be a cure, maybe there'd be some way to make it better.
Hall is an adjunct theater and speech instructor at the Community College of Allegheny County. He was commissioned to write the musical for the 30th anniversary of Beacon College in Florida, the first accredited school with a curriculum and support services specifically for students with learning disabilities. Hall visited the school with Jason Call, who wrote the music for the show. Call said they asked a group of students if given the opportunity, would they take a magic pill that would make them neurotypical?
Across the board, they all said no, they wouldn't take it, that their disability is what made them unique and shaped how they learn, how they deal with the world, and that's who they are.
In the musical, the fictional drug does change the teenagers. Eddie, who was nonverbal, begins to speak. Chloe, who has dyslexia, has an easier time reading and developing social skills. However, the drug does affect her artwork, and Chloe must decide whether to quit taking the pills. Sophomore Abby Stark plays Chloe. Her takeaway from the musical, there is no normal.
It applies to everyone because everyone faces the struggle of social standards and trying to live up to that. And so just accepting the fact that you determine what's normal in your eyes.
Marissa Gallagher is the supervisor of pupil services for the Baldwin-Whitehall School District. She says embracing difference is where the work still lies in schools. In her years as a special education teacher, she says she has seen a shift in attitudes. Though she says the Baldwin-Whitehall district has created a welcoming environment, across the board, it's still an uphill battle to create a school culture that welcomes difference rather than sees it as a deficit.
I think it's just because everyone wants what's best, but they maybe don't have the understanding or even sort of the open mindset to start to think a little bit differently.
As the song Another Day in High School suggests, everyone is trying to fit in.
Faster, make sure I have my space. It's a crazy, desperate place.
Normalcy opens Friday at the CCAC South Campus in West Mifflin. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.